Verizon Health Network says its efforts to ramp up recruitment of health professionals are working, but the health authority made the announcement just as reports emerged of another death in a New Brunswick ER waiting room, this one at the Moncton Hospital. That news comes amid a crisis in the healthcare system, including a series of emergency room closures at the Sackville Memorial Hospital. On Thursday, Horizon announced that it had successfully hired nearly 1,300 healthcare workers since the beginning of April. That includes 240 registered nurses, 163 licensed practical nurses, and 288 personal care attendants, among others, the health authority said in a media release. Horizon said its rate of recruitment over 5 months matches typical recruitment for a full year. But ongoing closures linked to staff shortages mean that people in the Tanchamar area are traveling to Moncton or Amherst for emergency services. One of those people is Raven Gauthier. She is a busy parent who lives in the rural area normally served by the Sackville Hospital. In April, her 13-year-old son needed emergency care and the Sackville Hospital was closed. She said that driving to the hospital took an hour, and when they arrived, it was standing room only in the waiting room of the Georges Dumont Hospital, part of the Vitalité Health Network. They saw a triage nurse after a one-hour wait.
It was a little crazy. The glares you get after we got into triage, we went back, sat for about another hour. Then my son was called and people were just glaring like, you just got here. I've been here for so long. Like, what's going on? And I can see why it makes it hard on the nurses and the doctors. And when my son had to go for an ultrasound, one lady had said, wow, that was fast. I've been here 32 hours. Oh, wow, that's a long time. I was like, well, unfortunately for my son, he can't wait 32 hours, I said, because if he needs a surgery, we're already down 4.5 hours, and he has up to 10 to 12 hours for the surgery before something really could go wrong. She's like, yeah, well, there's so many people that have left, and which she was right. They were calling people's names, and people were not there. People had left. They had gone home. So how many people have gone untreated because of waiting times?
That was Sackville area resident Raven Gauthier talking about her experience at Vitalité's Dr. Georges Dumont Hospital in Moncton. Back in April, she rushed her son to that location because Horizon's Sackville Memorial Hospital was closed at the time. Gauthier also wrote about her experience in an open letter to Premier Blaine Higgs, which she published on social media. CHMA reached out to the Department of Health for comment. On August 5th, Sean Berry, a spokesperson for the department, confirmed that the government had received Gauthier's letter and said they plan to respond to her. He also said there are critical challenges facing New Brunswick healthcare system that are forcing our healthcare networks to make hard but necessary decisions. While the limiting of hours or closing of emergency departments in the smaller hospitals is one of those decisions, patients should know that emergency healthcare is available at the larger regional hospitals where the most serious cases are often referred. The spokesperson also repeated calls for patients to consider options other than ERs and said the trustees appointed by the premier are working with the health network administrators to address the issues impacting the healthcare system. Those comments come after the premier last month fired the CEO of Horizon and also dissolved the partially elected boards that govern both Vitalité and Horizon, replacing them with trustees. He also shuffled the cabinet, taking away the health portfolio from Dorothy Shepherd and giving it to Bruce Fitch. Shepherd is now back in her old job as Minister of Social Development. Those changes followed reports that a man had died while awaiting care last month in a Fredericton ER waiting room. On Thursday, reports also emerged that another patient had died while waiting for care, this time at the Moncton Hospital. Hospital staff had reportedly moved the patient from the waiting room into acute care due to worsening symptoms. It's unclear whether lack of personnel was a factor in the death. As for Raven Gauthier, she said on Thursday that she still hasn't received any response from the Premier's office.